Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and first little bit of the holiday season. I'm just literally chilling so hard. I had such a busy morning just catching up with everything post getting back from my two trips late last week. So I've just been kind of chilling. I'm still kind of sick, or I'm not really sick, but I just have like residue of sickness and it's kind of draining me. But I went to New York and I went back to my parents' house in Colorado and it was a lot. Both trips were so different for me, which was such a strange kind of like, I don't know, duality that I experienced. It was 2 weeks ago now, to New York on a flight. And I went totally alone. And I've never taken a trip before alone. I mean, obviously I've flown places alone, not that much actually, but I have. And it just was like, I don't know, I stayed in a hotel alone. Like I really just like had a trip by myself and it was so crazy, I guess, just kind of having the control of kind of like, you know, doing what I want, being in a place and like just genuinely deciding every single day, like, well, what am I going to do today? And who do I want to see? And I have tons of friends that live in New York. It's one of my favorite places in the world that I've currently been to. And I just know so many people there and there's so much always going on. So I felt like it was such a whirlwind of jam-packed activity at all times. And just like the energy of the city too is just so high speed, high strung. And I think that's why I love it so much, because when I'm there, I just feel like I am just inspired and hyped and loving life and everything is so beautiful and cold. It was actually fucking freezing. I was so uncomfortable during a lot of it because I'm not used to the cold weather and I think I just wasn't as prepared. I mean, I had to buy gloves and like kind of some other sweaters and lots of layering and stuff like that, but it was very biting cold that I wasn't used to that made it more difficult to obviously walk around a bunch because it's a walking city, which I also love. Like it was so nice to be able to take the subway places and walk. And I think I hit like literally 15 to 20,000 steps every day just from walking around, exploring, meeting people. I saw a bunch of friends that I haven't seen in a while or that I love to just catch up with. I saw some new friends, met some new people, rekindled old friendships and relationships. And so just a lot went on, a lot of emotions, a lot of also just a lot of being proud of myself. I think that I really felt like a functioning, normal adult. And I think as I've talked about in the past and as I've talked about just with like, I guess the whole reason why I have a podcast and that I share online and whatever all stems back to the fact that, you know, I try to just like share tips and resources and things and experiences that I've had to that just have like happened to me in my life and ways I've overcome a lot of mental health issues, ways I'm still struggling. I mean, we're all also like, you know, in this day and age where most people are depressed and anxious and have some sort of mental health problems or struggles. And so I love to just share about this. And so this episode is stemming from this trip. And it's all about how to basically overcome anything, which is a very broad statement. And obviously there's certain things that take a lot more help to overcome, but ultimately I have faced so much really intense problems in my life that I felt like I wasn't going to be able to overcome. And it's just kind of crazy to sit here right now and to have gone on these two trips and to have traveled even earlier this year to Europe. I went on a Europe trip in April. I think I just never thought, and I think my parents and even people around me in past years never thought that I would be able to be the functioning adult that I am today. And I think it's just really crazy. And so that's why I'm sharing. I've made kind of a little list of some things that have really helped me and just some kind of point blank ways to really fucking overcome anything and get through it. And there's a quote that I've been quoting and saying a lot, but life doesn't get easier. You just get better at handling things. And that's really the truth. And as much as I think we want to have easy, simple life, things just happen. They'll always continue to happen. Heartbreak, death, illness, even just little things like your flight gets delayed. You know, you have a weird, like, I don't know, you have just weird situations that happen. People react certain ways. You have bad dates. You have, you know, complications with things. Your foot gets fucking caught in the door. I don't know, just like random shit can always happen. And there's always like moments in life where, you know, life can be hard and suck. And it's just kind of like how you maneuver through that as opposed to just expecting life to be perfect and good all the time. So yeah, let's get into it. But I really will have to say another little bit of a recap. Going from New York, then I took a flight to, and speaking of plane delay, my plane was delayed for like 3.5 hours and I wanted to literally just, I wanted to just leave the airport. I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like I cannot handle delayed flights. They piss me off because I will take anxiety meds sometimes for my flight. And so I'll even take like Benadryl or something, which is a drowsy medication, and they make you feel really calm and sleepy. And so I'm expecting to like sleep on the plane, right? And so I'll be taking my anxiety meds or my Benadryl, and then I'll be delayed. And I'm like, I'm literally loopy sleeping in this airport. Like, can I even get to my seat? I don't know. Like, it's not a good feeling. So that's why me and delayed flights are just like not chill. I really, really, really hate it. But anyways, I had a delayed flight to go to Colorado, but I finally got there and it was so nice to be in the snow. I felt like a little child who just like experienced snow for the first time. And I was like making snow angels and making snowmen and like having snowball fights and just like drinking warm drinks and hot cocoa and like just like being cozy and wearing snow clothes. And it was just like the most amazing time and just like being able to be with my parents and kind of just be with family for Thanksgiving. The holidays can be kind of hard for me because I don't have a lot of family. And so, you know, it was nice to make that. I made that decision to go on that trip really last minute. But I was like, you know what? Family is so important. And being around people you love and feel safe around is really great. And I was really nervous to go on this New York flight. So I think then being able to go home and feel that safety and that comfort was just like amazing. I slept so much. I was just like in this like safe, cozy, warm environment. It just felt so nice. So now I'm here. I'm back to being a little frazzled and all over the place. But let's get into how to overcome everything because I think that I've learned quite a few lessons. And maybe I'll give a little bit of a backstory. I don't know if, I mean, I've talked a bit about my past with anxiety and depression and panic disorder and even some like OCD and phobias. I mean, I've really had the works. Like, to just long story short, since I was like 12, 13, I've been dealing with severe mental health struggles, been on medication, been in therapy for over, you know, 10 years at this point. Just been very, very, very well aware of my struggles and challenges. And that has also caused me a lot of problems with, you know, relationships and with PTSD and just like being traumatized and relationships to others in general and education. And like, it really made a lot of challenges happen for me in my life. And so life has definitely not been easy for me. I definitely, I know there's people that have worse struggles, and I always feel this weird feeling of like, well, Sophia, you shouldn't complain or feel like you've had a hard life whenever there's people out there who like, I mean, what's going on in like the Middle East and with the wars and just like the way that some people are treated and some things that people have dealt with. But I don't think that those two have to be mutually exclusive. And I think that, you know, we all have struggles in some degree. But I definitely feel like I've had my fair share of rough times that in my own life I've had to overcome and get through. And so, and also tons of like even just heartbreak. And this year especially has been a fucking shit show. Like absolutely unreal. This year has been just the most lessons I've ever had to learn in my life ever through just like pure destruction and sadness and heartache. But anyways, so let's get into it. I've just am saying that a lot of this has come from not just like me spewing out, like, I don't know, I'm not just like saying this stuff because I think it helps, but like it's truly how I have changed my life. Because I literally couldn't get on a plane, you guys, like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, early last year, I was having panic attacks on planes to where I literally was like so close to telling them, like, hey, you need to like make this flight go down because I'm gonna lose it. And so the fact that I can just like calmly take a flight now is unreal. And the fact that I can calmly do a lot of things, honestly, and drive again. And I've been through car accidents and things that have created trauma, or even the fact that I'm able to like be in relationships and, oh my God, the sirens. I think I'm moving in February, so that will not be a problem anymore, but like, let's embrace them while we can. Adds a little bit to the city life and to the whole experience, right? But all right, it's just being so loud. Great. Okay, enough on that. Let's just get right into it. So number one for overcoming anything is acknowledge it, okay? Self-awareness is key. Acknowledging your fears, acknowledging the resistance, acknowledging the blocks, the mental blocks, okay? Or physical blocks, but acknowledging where you're at, meeting yourself where you're at, okay? And this requires a lot of honesty because it can be really hard to acknowledge and embrace and even just be able to talk about things that you're dealing with. And so this may require some time. It may require some writing, some therapy, some voice memoing, or just sitting in silence for a little bit and being like, what the fuck's actually going on? Why am I feeling anxious during this time or when this happens or when this whatever? You know, it could be like maybe you're scared of dating or you're scared of meeting new people or it's social anxiety or it is, you know, again, flying anxiety or it's traveling or it's being alone or it's like any of these things. It's like really acknowledge it, even write it down. It really helps me to just be like, I am scared of this. I am fearful of this. Or like, I am scared. Like for me, it was like I was writing down all of my fears. Like I was like, I'm scared that I'm going to have a panic attack on the plane. I'm scared that I'm going to not be able to handle being on the plane and then I'm going to have to get out and I'm going to cry and scream and die. Like I would literally write those things out. Or like, I'm scared people will judge me when I go in public. I don't have this problem. Thank God. Thank God. I needed. God said, you know what? We're going to give you one thing. Okay. And it's, you're not going to have social anxiety. Bless him. But otherwise, that could be one of your things. It's like, I'm scared to go in public because I'm scared people are going to judge me or think that I'm weird or think that I'm awkward or I don't know what to talk about or whatever. Just write your list. Okay. Acknowledge what's going on. Be self-aware. And honestly, the more that you kind of talk about it and write about it and acknowledge it, first off, the less scary it becomes and the easier then you can tackle the problem, you know? Self-awareness has really saved me and I think it's really my redeeming quality in life is self-awareness, which actually people have a problem with because I got slandered for my self-awareness in a few episodes ago about me acknowledging that I've been toxic in my life. It's like, that is self-awareness, you guys. That's why I'm not as much of a toxic person anymore and I'm working on it. It's because I've had to blatantly say, even if it's to hundreds of thousands of people, I've said I have been toxic in the past. You know, you have to acknowledge roadblocks and problems that you have. And even if they're not great or people judge them for you for them, it's your fucking truth, you know? Okay, so we're acknowledging it first off. Second way to overcome is have tools, have a toolbox. And I mean like a very strong mental toolbox. And this is something that I've been working on in therapy for years. I mean like I've had therapists when I was in like seventh grade telling me to create a mental toolbox, and also a physical one. And I swear it really, really works. So what I mean by this is you're going to create some mental tools and some physical tools to help you feel safe and comfortable and grounded and good. So for me, I'll give examples. My physical toolbox, things that are literally physically in my purse or on my person or around me a lot, are one, peppermint oil. For some reason, when I smell it, I just feel safer and better and calm. And it actually has scientific proven abilities to calm you down. Same with lavender oil, whatever. I keep essential oils in my back. They help me a lot. Two, I will keep like ginger chews or like lollipops or gum, things that kind of help with like anxiety oral fixation, okay? Those help me. I'll also keep my anxiety medication, a little bit of Xanax, in my purse. I don't use it often at all, but knowing it's there makes me feel really safe. Then I also have a few people in my life, right? My mom, a best friend, whether it's like a boyfriend, whoever, that I feel like I can call anytime and that they will be able to talk to me and calm me down and make me feel safe, okay? So those are people in my toolbox. Those are items in my toolbox. They can also be like handheld little like games. They could be apps on your phone. I also have like downloaded meditations that I listen to whenever I take off on a flight. Like I literally listen to like a sound bath and it immediately puts me in the right headspace. Or I'll listen to Sade. I listen to music that just like calms me down, right? And then it becomes this like automatic response. So when you use those things enough, you start to realize like, okay, that's how I calm down. And so knowing you have them and knowing you can pull them out just makes you feel way more calm and safe. And then you have mental toolbox. So the mental toolbox are things like mantras or phrases that you can, or affirmations that you can tell yourself when you're feeling stressed or anxious or scared of the thing. And you tell yourself like, okay, for instance, let's take social anxiety. You repeat to yourself, I don't care how many times it takes, but you say, I'm a bad bitch. I trust myself. I am sure of myself. I know that I'm great. I know that I'm deserving of friendships and love and acceptance. And I'm going to literally go out there, do my best. And then who cares? The rest is not up to me. And you repeat that shit and you write it down and you say it until it sticks, you know? And, or you can have mantras like, I am safe. I am okay. I can handle anything. And you repeat that, repeat that, repeat that if you're feeling anxious. So it's like having these kind of mental tools to help you during hard situations. Same with flying. Like for instance, I will literally, I have this other, like a few other techniques that I use that actually are in my ebook thing that I have created for this reason, but it's like certain anxiety helpful kind of practices of like, you know, that whole idea of like counting things around you or picking out colors or acknowledging like your surroundings really help you take yourself out of your head. I will also kind of just do like a 10-minute worry writing exercise where I will literally write down, set a timer for like 3 to 10 minutes and just write down everything that's bothering me. Like just literally like a word vomit like on the paper. And it just really clears out some of that and makes you just feel so much more settled. So you have to create these tools and create this toolbox so that then whenever you do the third thing I'm going to say soon, you're able to kind of push through that discomfort, because ultimately you're gonna have to push through the discomfort. But it's about getting us to a place where we feel like we are capable of pushing through and exposing ourselves to the fear and overcoming it. So if you have these tools, you can do it. Trust me. Okay, so the third and most important thing we're gonna do to overcome obstacles, challenges, fears, whatever, is to do it. To literally have exposure therapy. And this is one of the hardest things, and it depends on like varying levels of kind of like where you're at, whether it's like an actual phobia or fear. And if it is that case where it's like pretty extreme, then I would really recommend seeing a specific therapist or doing EMDR therapy or actual exposure therapy. But truthfully, this goes with kind of anything. And I really believe that my fear of flying that I had was genuinely cured or on the way of being cured by me having to go to Europe in April and take literally 12 to 13 flights in a month. And it was one of those things that like I just had to do it. Like it was either like, okay, I'm not gonna not go to Europe
right? I have this opportunity to go to Europe. I'm not going to not go. So I just had to get on the flight and use my tools and believe in myself and just kind of like do it and just like experience the fear, experience the anxiety, experience the unknown, experience kind of like what I was feeling. And honestly, the majority of the time, none of your worst fears come true. And if you do feel bad, if you do feel anxious, you actually realize that like it's not really as bad and that you can handle the bad shit. You can handle the failure and the discomfort or the rejection or any of these things that we're scared of. We realize that we can handle more than we think. And so I think that's the beauty of exposure, is that we grow from that, because it's literally like you're putting new skin over a wound and you're putting more skin and more skin to where it becomes, it kind of flattens out and just becomes your new skin, you know? And so genuinely, like the more that also you build that trust in yourself that you can handle situations and that you can do things and that you can be safe and be okay and that things aren't actually that bad, the more that you'll do more of those things, and it's like a domino effect, you know? So really just like saying yes, going for it, taking a deep breath, using your tools and just fucking doing it, challenging yourself, doing the hard thing, embracing, getting on the plane, going on the date, you know, whatever it is, do it. Take the class, whatever. You have to do it. Okay. And then the fourth thing is, don't get mad at yourself if you fail or if you can't handle it at times. Okay. There were a few plane rides after when I thought I was better. I was like, oh, great. I'm better. I'm fine. I'm all good. I've healed from this trauma. I've healed from some of this stuff. I've made better decisions. And I'm even dealing with this recently because I, you know, have thought that I've kind of been better about some things and like haven't been resorting to old habits. And then all of a sudden I find myself doing those old habits again, or thinking negatively again, or resorting back to old ways. And I think, you know, initially you want to get mad at yourself and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? I thought we healed from this. I thought we did better. I thought we were doing a good job. And now look where you brought us back to. And that is not the way to think at all, because healing is not linear. It is not, it's not just black and white. It's not like, oh, suddenly you're better and you're never going to have triggers or bad feelings or negativity again. Things just continue to happen. Life moves forward. We're human. We make mistakes. We get affected by things. Also for me, it's like hormonally too. I will have a harder time getting on planes or dealing with things if I'm PMSing or if I've recently been overwhelmed or stressed. You know, like there's other factors. For me, low blood sugar, for instance, like if I have not eaten enough during that day, like, or I'm low blood sugar, I will be just a mess. Like everything will bother me. I can't handle shit. I get anxious. So, you know, there's other factors because we are human. And I just want to remind myself, you, all of us, that giving yourself grace and not just like being like, okay, fuck this, I can't do it anymore, those are not the proper ways to go about this. So definitely just let yourself have moments of failure, have moments of going backwards, and, you know, don't be too hard on yourself, truthfully. That's really key. And then the last one I would say is just return to your why. You know, I think for me, it really helps to rationalize a situation and go, okay, I'm getting on this flight and saying yes because I'm a fucking boss and I'm in control of my own life and I want to travel and I want to see the world and I want to see things and experience and learn and be curious and visit my friends and be someone that's just like able to do things. You know, I don't want these kind of basic, you know, normal-ish things to stop me from living my life. I don't want anything to stop me from living my life, you know? There's people to meet, things to see, experiences to be had, job opportunities, you know, rejection is part of that, love, all of those things that are there to experience. Like, life is all out there. We just have to fucking, like, I'm being so corny, but, like, you have to just actually fucking reach for it and go for it. And I just think of my why. Like every time I get scared, I'm like, well, are you like, why are you being like scared right now? Like you want this, you know, you want to improve your life. You want to do things that are going to make you happy and feel excited and feel fun and that are enjoyable. And ultimately you have to just do these things. And it's like, I think when you rationalize and think of it in this, like, kind of take a step back and go outside of yourself and go, come on, like, this isn't that bad. You know, it's one event, it's one job interview, it's one date, it's one plane ride. Like, gonna be fine. You don't know how long you're gonna live. You don't know what's going on in the world. You don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. You know, do it now. Just do it. And if you want, you remind yourself of why you're doing it and what the benefits are. And I think, you know, more often than not, we take that risk. So that's a really good one. Return to your why. And then some extras, I've already said, just cultivate books, podcasts, people, mantras, things around you that make you feel good, and life will carry on and life will keep going. And I just feel so passionate about this because I could cry thinking of the leaps and strides that I've made just in the last year and the last 3 years and the last 5 years. I mean, if you would have seen me at 20 years old, this angry, pessimistic, insane, wild, mean, you know, unloving, acne-covered, faced, just raging girl, you would not believe the person I am today, who's living in an apartment on her own and able to take care of herself and is living, honestly, two or three states away from her parents and any family whatsoever, and who is able to love and experience intimacy and, you know, have my own job and my own creative success and take care of myself and take care of an animal and to be able to fly and experience life and say yes to things. I mean, like, even just 2 years ago, I was like shaking and having panic attacks every day and not able to function. And I've, you know, spent a lot of my life also resorting to things that were methods of escape, like alcohol and partying and men and things that, you know, weren't fulfilling. And the fact that I'm just able to feel a little bit more normalcy, I just need to share that and share that you can overcome things. And a lot of this stuff just takes practice. And a lot of it just takes mental strength that we all have. And even if you think you don't have it or you can't get over something or you're doomed, you're not. We are such malleable, such amazing creatures in the fact that we just can adapt and we can create new life for ourselves and we can do things that are hard. And like, we can do hard things, one of my favorite mantras. And it's true. We can do hard things. So on that note, I've been talking too much. My throat is going out. But I love you guys, and I'm glad to be back. I took a break last week, but I'm back every Tuesday, and I have more in store. I'm really excited for also, like, next year and doing maybe video podcast episodes or having more guests on. I haven't really been doing that because I haven't had, honestly, the energy for it. But anyways, more to come. Lots of love. Let me know how this resonates with you, if it does, and I'll talk to you guys soon.